It's Metallica right there, Brady, please. It's King Nothing right there. Please, Brady. Show some decorum over there. It's 7:41 in the morning, sickness.
I can't shut up.
I know. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. And you can celebrate Mike Tyson's birthday today at Hooters if you're interested. They bring you the Brady Report. Tyson's pigeon wings, I think they have. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, don't say that.
Why? You think Mike will get mad?
Yeah.
I think Mike's had a pigeon.
He's back now, man.
Yeah, but still. Yeah, I know. He punches a bag fast. I've been in a lot of boxing gyms. I've seen a lot of guys work bags very, very well. And then they get in the ring, and it's like, oh, he's slow and old. He forgot how slow and old he was with that young kid. You don't want to fight young people. They're very fast boxers, especially good ones. Professional boxers are not to be messed with in your 50s. You just don't play that game. There's been like two guys who have done it in their 40s, Bernard Hopkins and George Foreman. And towards the end of their 40s, they started getting hammered on pretty good. So I don't want to see Mike Tyson come
back. Show me a video where he's doing about an hour and a half of that at that speed.
You show me a video of him sparring. Show me a video of him sparring.
Sparring for a long time.
I'm not bragging, but you watch me on Mitch, you'd be like, this dude's good. He can punch. He's fast. I've been doing it for a long time. You start learning rhythms and doing things like that. I can work a heavy bag like nobody's business. Put me in a ring with a professional fighter. I'm going to look like I'm walking around in syrup. I'm going to be like slogging around. These guys, if you're ever in a ring with a real fighter, the things they do with their feet, they'll be behind you before you know it. Like, how did he do that? He
slipped
behind.
The stamina it takes to last.
Insane.
That's why I guess Money May lost his mind a little bit yesterday because they named Sugar Ray Leonard the all-time great welterweight.
As far as entertainment goes, he might be.
And Mayweather's got a gripe there.
Floyd's never lost, but.
Yep.
That sounds like a popularity contest kind of vote thing.
For
and
sure.
Floyd's last half of his career was just not getting hit, so he's kind of boring.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Best defensive fighter maybe of all time, but not in the best all-around. That's an interesting debate. I'd take Sugar Ray over him.
Really?
Yeah.
Sugar
Ray was a better fighter. And he fought dudes that should have killed him, and he didn't somehow. I don't think I ever looked at Floyd and said, this guy's got a chance. Like, he never really had that Thomas Hearns or Roberto Duran standing across from him.
He's just not going to touch him.
Yeah, he had...
it was impressive, though. Like, he almost toyed with people.
Oh, he was a magician with defense. There's no better defensive fighter. I don't think there's ever been a better defensive fighter. But all-around fighter, I think Sugar Ray would have made work of Floyd. He would have outsmarted him. He was just a better boxer. Floyd could box. He could fight. But, yeah, I don't... It's a close fight, but I would take Sugar on that one. That's an interesting debate right there. I'd like to see that. Maybe we can get Mason the Line Dixon to fight Rocky Balboa again on the computer, and then we'll have that as the undercard. Anyway, you can go to Hooters and watch all these fake fights since nothing's real anymore, and you can go enjoy yourself at Hooters because they bring you the Brady Report. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy World Social Day, Social Media Day.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Social Media Day.
Happy World Social Media Day. Oh, he's dead. Brady just fell down.
We lost him.
Are you all right?
No, the cat jumped up on the counter. I threw it off onto the
pillow. Counter or the cat?
Kill that pussy,
on
Brady.
The desk, on my desk counter, and then it's on the pillow now.
Okay.
Stay there.
Good dog.
Listen to Siegfried. Stay there. Got some fun facts. The average person will take about 216 million steps in their lifetime, which is the equivalent of walking all the way around the earth 5 times.
Not recommended, however, all in one bunch. Take some breaks.
PG-13 movies are allowed to use the F word once, but only if it's used in anger and doesn't directly refer to sex.
Right. Are you all right?
That was the cat.
Okay, get the cat locked in another room.
Yeah, you have a door, right?
You have other rooms, right? We'll wait.
I'm sealing it right now. Hang on.
You keep hearing his chair creak, too. He's not getting up for this. He's rolling around. Yeah. And that cat is doing some damage. He's not just jumping on stuff. He's scattering things around. There's a lot of noise.
Well, I blocked that last jump.
Oh.
And it's in Kirby. Well, I'm in Kirby's playroom, so there's a bunch of toys.
Okay.
did it together, man.
Yeah, we also have to talk about Brady, stop. There's something else you're doing crazy that's driving everybody nuts here because I have Toledo touching all the buttons. When you read the story, please speak into the microphone. Don't look down because we think we know what's going on. When you look down, you disappear for a little bit, and then you come back to the microphone and everything's crazy loud. So always stay tight on to the microphone.
All right.
Please.
Did you know Martha Stewart dated Anthony Hopkins?
I did not know that.
But she, according to her, broke up with him, more or less didn't go back a couple of times because she kept associating him with Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, you couldn't help it because that's what he was.
It bothered her.
5 foot 11 inches tall, about 175 pounds, strongly built, eyes blue, hair blonde. Said he lived in Philadelphia, but he could have lied.
Ugh.
A survey asked people, the average American, what things they forget the most. And what they found was Americans forget 332 moments a year. Just over six a week of common things that they forget doing, like forget a password.
Oh, yeah.
What they need to get at the grocery store. Where our keys are. Walking into a room and forgetting why you walked in there.
Yeah, I like
people's names after you've been introduced.
Oh, I'm terrible.
I'm the worst at that.
I'm awful. I always question it. And I think I know. I'm like, okay, I think his name's Trevor. Told me his name's Trevor. This guy just called him Trevor. And then I'm like, so Trevor, are you? And my brain says, I don't think that's his name.
Did Megan ever get any better at helping
you? No, Megan's terrible at that. I'm like, I don't know this guy's name.
She's supposed to be your wingman.
She's terrible at it. It's never good.
You have to train them like a dog. I mean, you have to continually ride them about it.
And then they never apply it again. It's not in the banks as this is how we do this. It's like, I remember that thing we did with that. No. The guy before who I didn't remember, the Billy, that I was calling him Jeff the whole night.
No. I told Lisa, I go, just here's how
go
it works. I never know their name.
Right.
Never. Let's just assume I never know their name. So you always have to start and get the name. Always.
I've told you the times I've faked choking.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You faked choking.
Faked choking because I'm standing there and Megan goes,
he never introduces me.
And I'm like, well, this is my wife, Megan. Megan, this is my own spit.
Oh, my God. Am I all right?
I'm like, and then the lady will say her name.
I'm Alicia. Oh, my God. Is he all right?
Sorry. I choked in my own spit. Sorry. Megan, Alicia.
I'm
Alicia,
Goldberg.
Megan.
I'm John's dad.
I would try it. I tried the choking thing.
That's a good move.
Two or three times I faked seizures and stuff just so people would go, oh, my God, my name's Denise. And then they would go back and like, see, I didn't know her name, so I had to pretend I was dying.
Well, luckily, you won't have to meet any people for a long time.
No, that's right. And the reason I did the fake choke is because once I really did choke introducing someone, and I'm like, this works, because I really wasn't sure this guy's name.
You kind of stumbled into it. Huh?
It was a complete accident.
David moment.
I've used it three times since. Choking to death. Some lady recognized me from working together 25 years ago at a restaurant. And she's like, John? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, oh, my God, it's been years. And I'm like, it sure is.
Sure has, years. Lady.
You are, no, she, I wish. That would have made it easier to run. I'd have just spit on it or kicked it and run. But she's talking to me like we were best friends. And I'm like, I'm not sure I know who you are. I didn't
anything
say that.
About you.
And then Megan came back. And she goes, is this your wife? I'm like, it is. Megan? And she goes, hi, Megan. And then and I'm like, Megan, and I act like I was choking on a French fry. They introduced each other. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That was so embarrassing. It works great.
There's
Try
a
it.
New fragrance called Eau de Space. It smells like outer space. It was originally developed by NASA to prepare astronauts.
Prove it.
So when they were once they know what it's to smell when they're in space. The company has originally made the scent for NASA. They just launched a Kickstarter, and you can get yourself a bottle of the stuff for $29.
I like the way you pronounce it like Garfield's dog. O'Day.
Odie.
Yeah, O'Day Space.
Odie Space. Mm-hmm. Smells like space. It's Odie Space. French space.
It comes in a cologne, also in a parfum.
Mm-hmm.
The people behind it say you can spray it on yourself. So what does it smell like? A mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum.
Hmm.
And that's what space smells like.
Interesting. And we know this because we've captured it in a bag, because nobody can just take their helmet off and smell space.
Well, they ran it by Neil Armstrong.
He didn't know what space
smells
like.
Yeah, you're right.
He was all entombed. So they just have to, again, that wonder bag of bread, they just hung it out the space shuttle, took some air, locked it up.
Just grab it up.
Then later on, there's no air to take. I don't know what you're actually grabbing. It smells like Wonder Bread. I think that's the bag.
Did you ever date a girl that captured the air when you were at, like, the beach or something like that in a jar? I dated a girl that did that once.
No.
Yeah. Come on.
Then you broke up with her?
She labeled it, yeah. Yeah, we didn't last long.
Well, Bill Walton does it. He takes the air from all the Grateful Dead concerts puts them in cups and then gives them as gifts.
That's very odd.
And you know what Dave Pash said? The cups actually have, like, when you open them, they smell funny. Yeah,
he did one in front of Bill.
Yeah, he. Here's the one I give you from San Jose years ago, Dave. This was an amazing show, and I captured the air just a few feet from the great Mr. Weir cracking open at your risk. And Pastor, all right, I'll do it. Smells like feet and seaweed. That's the Dead Show.
Now he
hands
you get
those
it?
Out. Yeah, he hands them out as gifts. Bottled air from the Dead Show.
Jeez, imagine what a Motorhead show smells like.
No, I don't have to because I've been to a Motorhead show. I don't need to imagine it. It never goes away. It's permanent.
CVS just announced it's stocking a line of makeup for men in about 2,000 of its stores nationwide. The brand is called Strix, and they sell things like concealer, tinted moisturizer, and face cleanser for men.
All right.
It's about time for you, John.
That's the future. All dolled up.
There's a town called Seebeck, Washington. It's just west of Seattle. And there's an actual street called Sesame Street. And this drunk driver crashed into a gas station and then abandoned his dented SUV on Sesame Street on Sunday morning. Then he ran into the woods where the air is sweet. The police dog tracked him down. He was arrested. Turns out it wasn't his first DUI.
Wow.
According to the count, he had 5 DUIs in the past 10 years.
Man. Stop letting the service write for you. Make up your own.
Can you bring the cat back?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk to Adam Mittens.
Got a couple of things, some coronavirus fallout. 1 in 14 people say they'd still go into work, even if they had clear coronavirus symptoms, according to a new survey.
Idiots.
And their names are Brady Bogan.
Mm-hmm. You're
people
on that list
are
now.
Finally allowed to kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, they cut that off for the
kissing tradition was shut down. It's been shut down since March 13th.
This seems like a bad time.
Yeah.
We act like it's over. It's very important.
Yeah, were they charging folks for that? That's a business?
No, it's a tourist attraction, and everyone.
Even if I go, I'm not kissing.
Yeah, it's gross. And also
didn't everybody piss on that?
Yeah, Ray said.
You go upside down on it.
Yeah, you have to lean upside down. But don't you have to pay to go up to it, though? I don't think you can just wander. No. And it's like the thing at the Grand Canyon. There's a
maybe
tariff.
They charge now.
Yeah. There's a tip jar.
I remember you just could do it if you lined up and.
Well, you had to line up. You have to get to the Blarney Stone. It wasn't like just showing up and getting out of your car. They had like a gate and a little shop that you walk through. I don't know.
We have a couple
gross.
Employees in Brook Park, Ohio. They worked at a Little Caesars Pizza. They were fired after a couple picked up their pizza and a swastika and pepperoni on the pizza.
That'll do it.
That's not an accident.
Nope.
It's a happenstance.
I don't know.
Misty Laska was the woman that got the pizza. She took a picture of it, and it's unbelievable.
Sure, she.
Well, I'll tell you this: if you want a free pizza, go home and rearrange your pepperonis in the form of a swastika, because I don't think anybody's going to think you did that yourself. Did you do the swastika? I didn't either. I think they're doing it to us. Well, I'm not questioning it. I'd be doing that all the time.
I've got a quick Wild America.
All right, let's go.
They get it backwards.
I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. What's that?
Yeah, the swastika. It doesn't matter if it's – you just spin it. I think it's all right.
Is it? Okay. I thought they were
– I think they have to go to the right.
For authenticity, I think they have to go to the right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know my swastika enough. I think that just might be the hatchet man.
That could be.
Either way, I don't want
either
it on my
way,
pizza.
Either way, you look at it, you identify, and say, that's,
somebody's after me.
So we've got another lady that went into Yellowstone National Park, tried to get a close picture of a bison, and she got gored several times. 72-year-old lady.
They said she was up within 10 feet of it multiple times.
Yeah.
Like the thing would try
to
walk
video
away.
Of it.
She tried to walk, or the thing tried to leave, and she'd be like, now? And she'd go walk in front of it. And like 10 feet away, and the next thing you know, it just stuck its horns in her. Because that's what bison
do. Yeah, got her a couple
do.
Of times, and they...
she had to be just soft,
air flighted
too, right?
To the hospital in Montana, I think, is where they took her.
You think she don't think she had good tone?
I don't think
the bison struggled to get through her?
Yeah, no. I think the bison was surprised.
When you gore 72-year-old woman, it's like hitting a wad of dough.
The Yellowstone... National Park wanted to give people a heads up that stay at least 25 yards away from bison, elk, deer.
Everything.
100 yards away from bear and wolves.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
You know, that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're
people that don't know to do that
dealing with. Somebody had to put on paper, tell them good distances to stay away from the killer wild.
We see the videos all the time of people right up next to them.
People,
look at that!
That share this planet with us that are so dumb.
Grizzly man.
Well, that guy was beyond dumb. That
was
just
professional.
We're talking about just
sure he was.
Grizzly man was the holy Moses, really?
Yeah.
But because he took it to levels where he tried to live with them. These are people who are just wandering around feeling so superior that they have to be told, no, no, no. Those people don't understand the hierarchy. The animals don't. You just can't get close. Here's a proper guideline of how close you can get to the goring animals or the ones with the great big claws and
teeth. If you befriend them and give them names, John, they're not going to hurt you.
I don't want that to be the case. I don't want there to be an actual guideline. I don't.
You know?
I would like every park ranger to tell every moron in a car, hey, you see one, do whatever you want. And then we'll lose those people much faster.
Maybe we could do that with coronavirus.
I think that, look, I would like that as well. Well, it's happening on its own with us
that's
saying
true.
It. Enough. But don't put out the guideline. Don't do it. Just basically say, hey, those animals are out there to be your friends. We share a planet. You might as well get close. Get as close as you can if you feel like.
Really?
Yep.
Bison loves a nice little scrubbing under the chin.
Because I'll tell you right now, even if a park ranger says, you can pet them, I'm still not doing it because I got a brain in my head that says, still a wild animal. Yeah. Not going to. Might have rabies.
I think maybe that's what the lady was trying to do. She's 72.
Yeah.
It's like, what are the odds of her trying to get away from her? She's like, come here, Mr. Bison, take me.
Yeah. Oh, she was suicide by bison?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she was a coward.
Go to Yellowstone, America's last best place.
Have some decency and
campground.
Strap a exercise band to a doorknob or something. Put the bison and his family through that. Yeah, I'm all for it. Like, if you see a mountain lion and you feel like I should get closer. You. I'm done with these people. I'm done warning you.
Yeah, but then sometimes the animal has to take the brunt of it after.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's going to be some collateral damage on this thing. But you know what? We're going to lose the right people. And that's what we really need to start focusing on. Losing the right people.
It's interesting what's happening now because since the sheltering in and a lot, you know, they're noticing a lot of the animals are now coming into town.
Yeah.
Into towns where they're, I mean, everything from mountain lions to bears.
And look, if you're in town and you're sheltered in and there's a mountain lion on your porch and you're like, I want to touch it, do it. Do it. If you're so stupid that you don't know, just go out and play.
Only
with
good
it.
Things can happen.
Yeah, only quality stuff goes on if your brain says, if your brain even asks the question, what's the worst that could happen? If you're that dumb, go play with the mountain lion. Please.
You'll end your lockdown.
I want to be governor so bad because one of the first things I do is stop killing the animals that kill the dummies. That's it.
Celebrate them.
I'll kill them if they show up in the neighborhood. You're allowed to shoot them if they're in, like, Mesa. But if you're in the woods and a mountain lion's in the woods, it's not the mountain lion.
If Joe Exotic can do it, you can do it.
Right. You should be able to go play with the wildlife. And if you get rabies or something from it, okay. Stop touching them.
I'm Brady Bogan, and that's your Wild America.
We have to have paperwork that says, here's a good distance from a bear.
But you really think and
you know, somebody will get sued because of that paper. The Parks and Rec place said to be 100 yards away, and I was at least 100 yards away, and that bear still got me. Did you move when the bear got closer?
Well, I was 100 yards away. The bear got closer. I didn't.
We'll end it with a little radio audio. It's in the radio video. It's gone viral. This woman posted her on-hold music. She called her bank, and the operator does the standard thing. Your call is first in line, and then the music starts, and okay. It is pretty.
This is an on-hold music for some lady.
Yeah.
Hello. Just a moment. Your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience.
What is that?
Britney Spears Toxic.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God, yeah.
On bike horns? Or seals playing this?
So, whatever Muzak service pumps it out. It's like a New Year's Eve party horn.
What that is.
Wow.
What business is she calling, did it say?
It was a bank.
Huh. Well, they don't want you hanging online.
Nope. Stop calling us.
Leave them alone. That's clearly a, all right, we'll put you on hold for hours. Yeah, don't call that bank anymore. Ugh. Some guy says, emails, he said, I got a friend who does that with wildlife. He sees it in the woods and he runs out to it. Dude, look, get a picture of me. We always tell him, you know how you're going to die, right, Grant?
We have a friend like that, too.
I know a guy who won't, I know a guy who won't keep his goddamn hands to himself when it comes to the creatures. We've delayed entire golf courses. Well, this man climbed a mountain to touch a Chuck Waller.
Did he get it?
Yeah. And Brady, what was the reaction of everyone else when you grabbed that Chuck Wall and turned it over? Looky, cool. Looky me. Cool. Yeah, that was me going, cool, Brady, put it down. Let's go.
Wasn't that neat?
No.
Chuck Walla.
Good. Rum Tumbo Wumbo.
Look at the chompers on this guy.
Look at this.
Okay, stop. Put it down. Standing there golfing that one
grabbed
time.
Grabbed it?
Yeah. We're golfing one time, and all of a sudden there's Brady holding a snake.
Look at this.
Put it down.
Look at this.
Put the goddamn snake down and hit the ball.
It's not poisonous. I don't care.
Aren't those Chuck Wallas pretty quick? How did you how
well,
did
they
you
sun themselves it? At like 90 degrees, and they certainly don't expect, you know,
Junks.
Ma Kettle to climb up there and grab her. And he's just sunning himself. And he's like, what? Yeah, the Chuck Wallas. Like, what the? Didn't you get the guideline 25 feet from Chuck Wallas, asshole? He's climbing to me, isn't he? Well, I'll just hold still. He's not going to touch him. Okay, I'm airborne.
Look!
And you know, in the Chuck Wallace tiny little ears, he just heard,
and yells.
What kind of snake did you grab?
Bull snake.
Some bull snake going through the golf course. And just minding his own business. And we're all like, look at that snake there. And I think Landon, the guys with
are
us.
They?
No, they're not friendly.
They love to be picked up.
And he's scooting along. And I think Landon was with us. And he goes, is that poisonous? But he goes, no. And runs over to it.
Look.
Yeah, we saw it on the ground. It was just as good on the ground as it is hanging in the air against
now,
its will.
Cool snake there, buddy.
Yeah, no.
You make fun of Brady, but you needed him a few times when you had snakes in your yard.
All I need him to do is tell me, is this poisonous or not? Not pick it up, not swing it, not bring it closer.
I'll come right over. Take care of that for you.
That's a good one there, Johnny.
I text him, and I said, is this a poison one?
Nope.
That's all I need. Guess what I'm not going to do next?
I'll be right
Megan
there.
Pick it up and put it out in the yard.
Let's play with it.
No, it's not foreplay. Ooh, foreplay.
Ooh. It is for me. I love handling snakes.
He just picked it up. I'm like, what did that? I remember getting back in the cart. What did that accomplish, Brady?
That's cool.
For who?
Me.
Is that what you're doing now, Brady? You're all bored, all home alone, just out in the yard grabbing animals?
Yeah. You know who's scared
to
death?
Trying to catch lizards on the wall with my cat.
That poor hummingbird that sits on that back patio, trapped in its little, probably
every
another
day watching them.
Bag of Wonder Bread again. Little hummingbird in a bag.
It's like having a hummingbird in a balloon. This is neat. I love nature.
Then why do you keep trapping it and touching it?
I don't know. I'm king of the animals.
Do you cosplay? Do you put on like the brown shorts and the hat and everything?
Yes.
Every now and then.
Yeah. You got a park ranger outfit. Be honest.
Imagine if animals.
I protect our area.
I would love to meet Brady of the Bears. And like all of a sudden you're just kind of standing on a golf course and this thing comes over and it picks it, just picks you up by the nape of your...
Showing the other bears.
Showing the other bears. And the other bear's like, put it down.
Oh, we just need him to advance a little more.
And we'd just shake and like run to the corner. What the hell was that?
Give him a little brain power.
Yeah.
Grizzly boat.
Start grabbing up humans and showing them off.
I'm Brady of the Bears. Brady of the Bears. Hey, look, a golf course. Do, 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 do. Oh, Mr. Coco. You're so cute.
He's picking us up and putting us down.
That would be great.
It would be amazing if they did that. It's like, I got to get that. And it would be great if they did it to Brady. If snakes are like,
great,
you know,
revenge.
What we need to do is just strap ourselves to this dude and lift him up for a minute and put him somewhere else. I was going this way, and now I'm going this way because I'm scared to death or whatever the hell that move was.
Pick it up and put it down. It's nature.
It's a 30-foot anaconda.
Yeah, it's horrible. Good. Quit picking them up and putting them down. Don't be a hypocrite. If you're going to handle it, eat it.
They probably can't get laid after that because human germs all over them.
You smell like poison. I got people COVID from this asshole that picked me up and put me down for no reason.
No, they have no problems getting snake poon.
It's like Brad Williams, the midget. They hate being picked up and put down. Same with animals because midgets and animals almost identical.
Well, if they can't tell you, John, they must be okay with
it. Yeah,
that's true.
You picked up Brad Williams?
Oh, for $1,000. I'd have done the snake, too, for $1,000, not just to impress my friends. I got 1,000 bones out of that. I'll pick up Brad Williams again. I'll spin him on my finger like a globetrotter. Yeah, if there's money involved, I'll knock something down. Every man has his price. But for free, just go pick Brad Williams up. He should punch me. Like a bear or a snake should bite. Everything. Every animal should be armed with the don't pick me up move. God, it would be great if bears just picked Brady up once. Just one time.
What the?
Just fear for your life. Just the horrors of it all. And then it's over. It's 808. But poor Grant here, the email guy. He's going to die because he touches mountain lions. Idiot. There are no guidelines. If you feel the need to get close to it, do it. By all means, please. We don't need corona to thin the herd, just a walk through the woods. I'm in Sholo that time, these dumb people that I was walking on this trail with my dog, and like, there's a bear like 200 feet over there. I'm like, oh, okay. And I turned around and started walking the other way. Where are you going to go? I'm like, no, we're out. We're done.
You said bear.
We're done here. Essentially, the cops are here, and I'm in their home. They don't like that. You don't want to go get... No, I don't know if there's another bear that we can't see. I'm leaving. That thing was close. And probably not happy. It's 808. Let's get ourselves all ready to go with giving you stuff. How about that? Maybe Mike Tyson's birthday. That's a good thing.
Oh, there you go.
At Tyson's birthday here today. Maybe he'll fight you. Mike Tyson's punch-out might be coming up in just a little bit. It's 98 KUPD.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.